This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
NFL Draft. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.5 ESPN. If you're going to be betting, make sure you do it on Zen Sports. Got three NBA games tonight. Got baseball. Got a lot going on. So if you're going to be doing that, make sure you download the app, Zen Sports, Z-E-N Sports. Super easy to use. Deposit, withdraw. Everything you need is on there. Great app. Zen Sports betting just got better. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. Yeah. Memphis Grizzlies go down 3-0. That was an all-timer. It's the second largest comeback in the last 25 years in the playoffs by a team. Up 29 at one point, up 27 at half. I believe the Clippers' comeback was 27. So this was even worse than that one because, again, you led by 29, 69 to 40 with like 3 minutes left in the second quarter.
It's a 33-point turnaround.
Yeah, just outrageous. I mean, the fact that Oklahoma City
was it more than that?
If there were two more minutes left in that game, they were covering that nine, that number.
What'd they win by? Six?
Six.
My gosh, it was a 35-point
turnaround. 35-point turnaround in 24 minutes, basically, right?
Oh, my Lord.
In 24 minutes, yes. Not even a full game.
Yeah, second quarter's just about done.
So it was an all-timer. I mean, I think it definitely goes in the, you know, the annals of Memphis Sports Trauma Hall of Fame, you know? I mean, it's up there with the Clippers loss when you blew a 27-point lead. It's up there with the championship game. I mean, to blow a 29-point lead.
Right, because it was 29 at the half.
Yes. Well, I think it was 27 at the
27
half.
27.
Yeah. But
it got it to 29 after Ja went out, but it's 27 at the half.
Yeah, but still, you're up 27 at home with 24 minutes to play.
Yikes.
I mean, you had to give up over one point a minute for this to happen. You scored 31 points in the second half.
It said root canal.
Yeah, that
not
was
not fun, but necessary.
No, twice I had a wisdom tooth abscess.
Sounds nasty.
So basically, you know, normal people get their wisdom, they get the appointment. You know, you go under and you get them cut out and you do all the, you know, procedure, you know.
Yeah, just pull it out.
For me, they had to numb my gums.
Pop that thing.
And they had to pull the hammer and tong out while I was awake. And cut my teeth out.
Yeah, but you numbed up.
I was awake, bro.
Feel that stuff coming out.
You're supposed to be asleep.
And
you
your
know?
Head's moving and all.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, yeah, it was crazy. That's what that was last night.
Well, first half was laughing gas. You were feeling real good.
Feeling real good, man.
I mean, on that gas. Yeah, everything was felt good.
Team.
Yeah, nitrous oxide, isn't that what it is?
I think so.
From Little House of Horrors, wasn't it? Yeah, nitrous oxide.
But then I started. Then I went from being laughing gas to being in an induced coma.
Right.
You know, so there's a fine
line.
Well,
you're right. They really just killed you.
You're dead. Well, I'm not dead yet.
We're just waiting on the flat line, bro.
Right.
You on life support.
But you know, it was. I thought it was an instructive loss. You know what this team. What this team is and what it isn't is what we're finding out. And, you know, again, where my position on this would be, I would hold on to Jaren because he is a two-way player.
And pay him $300 million plus?
He's not going to be an All-NBA guy.
Well, I think he's still – I thought Harrington or Drew wrote and said that it can still get up to $300 if you do extend and raise and extend or something. I thought $300 is still a line he can get to even if he's not – either way,
yeah.
It's going to be a lot of money, John.
Let's hope not. But
I hear you.
Yeah, but I would still rather – if again, I have to do something.
Okay.
I have to do something.
Yes, we do.
I think it's going to be hard to do three things. I think it's going to be hard to keep Zach Kleiman in his current role. I think it's going to be hard to bring back Isolo as the coach. And I think it's going to be hard to bring back Ja, Desmond, and Jaren Jackson Jr. next season.
Well, yeah, because if you replace Kleiman, this new GM doesn't have the same love or admiration necessarily starting for Isolo.
Right.
Kleiman's the one that fell in love with him.
Right. I don't know how the Grizzlies can do that with a straight face. I don't know how they can say, all right, we're just going to keep things as is. We just ran into a juggernaut and Ja got hurt, and we're just going to, you know, I don't know how you can do that. It didn't seem like a good plan before, and it certainly is not a good plan now. I got to get more from Desmond Bain. I mean, if I'm only going to get 10 points with Ja Morant, and I feel like anecdotally, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I feel like this season in particular, there have been maybe a couple of good ones, but mostly when Ja was out, he did not play to the level that he needed to play at without Ja Morant. I feel like he underperformed in those situations every time.
We've compared him to Clay. What you don't get from Desmond is the defensive side. Remember, Clay at his peak was a good defender. And just to go back to the point that Sane made, you know, we've talked about it. If you've got Bane and Ja out there as your, you know, cemented in as big three, that's the head of it. And this is why it's put so much emphasis on having that other wing defender at three. It's why you've been trying to find this guy. You know, having a guy that can do a little bit more of both, because, boy, this is awfully expensive to have just an offensive guy for the most part in Desmond Bane. And when that offense is off, boy, you're really not getting much, and particularly for what you're paying. So that's I'm with you that Bane's not just, you know, it's not just what you're paying him and then he's underperforming. It's that, remember, the defensive end coupled with Ja is a minus.
Right.
So but other teams know that too.
Yep.
And other teams see that contract.
Yeah.
You know, which I wonder, you know, what you would get in return.
Right.
If you had decided that Bane was the guy to move off.
So, I mean, I just think he's the easiest because, you know, the money is palatable. It's only $200 million as opposed to, you know, Jaren's. You know, I don't even know how that would work. I guess a sign-and-trade would be the way that goes. But, you know, Bane and Santi Aldama, you know, in some kind of a deal, I feel like should command something that – But you just got to change it up, man. You got to change it up. And I just feel like Bane's the easy target. And I kind of feel like, you know, he's topped out here. I think he needs a new look. You know, Ja needs a different backcourt partner, you know, and we'll go from there. But you definitely have to, you know, switch it up. And, you know, again, I don't have the answers. I don't know exactly who you go after. I don't know. You know, the Bucks went out and got Kyle Kuzma. I mean, they tried to do something.
He wasn't doing anything these playoffs, was he?
No, he stinks. But they tried to do something.
They thought they could get Lakers Kuzma, the old, the young guy.
Yes. But you got to.
They didn't get him.
You got to show Ja, man, that you're committed to winning and making the most out of this. And look, there needs to be a commitment from Ja to stay on the floor as well. I'm not absolving him. I don't think last night was his fault. Last night was the fault of a player who has a reputation for being extremely reckless. And, you know, that's what he does. You know, and there was even posts on Reddit from Thunder fans that are like, yeah, this was intentional. He was just going to make sure he fouled somebody.
He just, again, it's like Sane said, these guys have it's Draymond, it's Dylan Brooks.
Draymond.
They're not going to let you dunk on them,
yep.
And they'll do whatever they – y'all remember Draymond pulling down Brandon Clark?
Yeah.
They'll do whatever they have to do. But part of that is just NBA playoffs and guys like Dort that you have to accept. And again, I go back, and I think Sane thought it was so.
Yep.
Well, because it's him, you know, in particular, I mean, you got to know that
yep. –
It's one thing to dunk on guys regular season in January. I thought Sane put it well and succinctly. It's another thing to do it when you're down 0-2, you're up 27, and you've been, you know, you've had availability questions your entire career.
Yes.
But I'm with you that it was Dort's fault, not
yes.
Ja's fault.
Yes. And of course, no accountability for him whatsoever. Not even a flagrant.
It should have been upgraded to a flagrant.
Crazy as hell to me. But so Grizzlies go down 114-108.
What did you think of the response? Was that enough? the guys backing him. I think eventually they got there. Should that have been? I'm just making sure. If it's not something you need to spend time on.
I don't know.
Because I have another thought here.
Was there a response? I can't remember.
I think Jaron and a couple other guys eventually got up there. But if we thought, you know, if teams together, right, you're and it's a really questionable play or something you thought was dirty, you're all over. Anyway, here's where I think. You had Zach Klein and Tayshaun Prince sitting right there behind the coaching bench to see it all firsthand. And we know we're going to hear from Zach Klein when this thing's all said and done, and we'll do those exit interviews, and he'll tell us that we quadrupled down on youth and it was a mistake, and that, you know, it's been a tough season with John and all that kind of stuff. I'm ready to hear that, but now, you know, that and more, obviously, but now you with so many more questions than just your roster, you now have questions not just about the pieces you put around the three, but the three itself. You have a question about your head coach. You now have a question about Zach Klein and his ability to take this to the next level. And again, we know what they were seeing. They were seeing the mistakes that they had made this year in terms of from that front row last night.
Yeah.
It's time for Robert Pera / Bruce Wayne to come on out of the Batcave because another year of, hey, man, I messed it up, isn't going to get your fans excited about coming back, and more importantly, forget excitement, just believing that this thing's pointing in the right direction again and about to be a, you know, the contender that we all thought going into this season, once you plug Zach Edey in, that you were. And so, again, we can talk about, you know, Robert Pera and his approach, and does he even know that there's been a coaching change? Brother, there are so many questions right now across your whole organization. We're no longer sitting here and saying King Klein and trusting everything that's being done.
Yeah.
You have GM questions, front office questions. You have coach questions. You have roster questions. You also got a lease coming up.
Yep.
It's time to hear from Bruce Wayne. It's time to know, okay, are you fine with this? What's your goal now at this point in ownership?
Yep.
Is it to have a playoff team, you know, pay these guys whatever you need to, stay below the tax, just be a playoff team? Because if you come out and you vocalize that, you know, I'm not sure it's something that people are going to get behind. It's going to sell season tickets.
No way.
Doesn't sell anything. No, you don't do that. You say, I'm holding people accountable. This is what I'm doing. This is the direction we're going to go.
Yeah.
And we've reached a point where it's time for that. And unfortunately, having to play this OKC series with this collapse that you've had has forced his hand here. The questions now go all the way up to the front office. They need to be answered by someone above.
Yep. I agree with you. No, it would be the most aggressive thing this organization has ever done. I mean, it wholesale changes is what it would be.
Well, you got a young big three that looks flawed, and you have a young GM who hasn't shown that he can get it from good to great, from good to real contender. And so there are questions about all of it.
Yeah. So, you know, again, got one more game on Saturday. Grizzlies are a 14-point underdog.
Ja gonna play?
Basically, see no way he plays. And that's, you know.
I mean, he did. I don't know. I know when the jersey came off, we knew he's done for the night, and we probably already knew that.
I mean, there's no reason to bring him back for that.
Kind of felt like done for the series.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know,
I get,
let that man have some dignity, bro. Like, don't bring him out here for this garbage, you know? I mean, that team scored 31 points without him in the second half. I mean, I'll just say we're putting it on ice, big dog. Like, I'm not even saying that as his representation. I'm just saying, like, just for his dignity, like, you know, let them eat cake. You know what I mean? Because they don't really this franchise right now doesn't really deserve your putting it on the line like that at this moment in time and risking further injury. So, it would be the end for me, and I think it will be. I mean, it's priced that way. It's 14. It was nine and a half with him. Now it's 14. So it's priced as if he is not going to play. So, and I don't expect him to play. Really sad, slow bleed loss. We all knew after that, the way that third quarter ended, we're like,
they're not going to hold on.
No way. No way.
The only question was, does OKC have enough time
to
walk these folks down? Because the walk down was
inevitable. It was, because you were only up eight.
And then they went by six. I mean, it was like a last minute shot.
Bro, they almost covered the number.
Oh, they tried.
Yeah. Like, Caruso actually missed a free throw that would have made it 7.
Man, SGA said we were trying to get a 29 point lead back. Bro, folks did. They would have 33 if they flipped it.
SGA.
35.
SGA is, well, they say he aura farms.
Don't get me wrong.
Are you familiar with that term?
No, and I feel like it's going to fall into this category. That's why I'm saying I feel like there's part of him that's a lame. Is that what aura farm is?
Well, yeah, like because
did I say it correctly? I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, like aura engagement farm.
Engagement.
So you farm for engagement.
Yeah. Okay.
And so then you aura you like you're trying to like sound cool and.
I'm kind of with you, and that's why I feel like you don't try to sound cool. If you're cool, you're cool. Janet Jackson said that.
I gotta find.
So you're saying he fakes cool?
Like he just tries so hard, bro. Like
is he trying hard? Now I don't know if he's trying hard.
Like it's the quotes, bro. It's the quotes. Okay,
it's what he's saying.
It's the things he says. Like
I like his process.
He was like,
he's just on a different plane. Canadian. He's on a different plane than you.
Yeah, but you know, I gotta find this video because it's.
And you should have had the quote ready. Because I get what you're saying. There is something. I can't put my finger on it.
They're like.
It's like that commercial, the first AT&T commercial.
TV reporter goes, you know, Shea, you know, you're consistent. And this is like not a commercial. This is real. Your consistency, man. Like, you know, how do you do it? He goes, I feel like my whole life is consistent.
You're doing, yes, is overdoing it. Yeah. I would need to see it to determine if he did that.
When I sleep. How I play, when I practice, I feel like my whole life is consistent, you know? And then, like, he's sitting at the podium, and they're like, Shea, what was working for you out there? He goes, I feel like I'm flowing. I feel like everything right now is just flowing for me, you know? I'm letting the game come to me. It's just really flowing for me right now. And it's like, he's not doing this ironically. He's doing it seriously, you know? There, you know, so and then like he looks at his you know his teammates come over, you know, and they all do the interview on the TV, and he's like going on these rants, and he'll look over here, he'll say, shut up, and then he'll like try to say something profound, you know. Yeah,
there was one moment where I think you're what you're saying maybe in this moment I saw it is that he I think it was Conchar that fouled him on a three, and so he's sitting there on his butt with his legs out after he's gotten fouled on the three. And he has his hands up to his teammates, and he's like this. He's like,
bro, I got.
He's like, come get me. No, you know what I'm saying? Come get the king. There was just something to it. It was so cool. And he was like, come on. You know how you expect your teammates to come get you automatically running up to you, but he gave them the come to me.
Brad, I'm sending you this in direct message on the 92.9 account. We have to play this while we're on the subject.
He had given them the come to me to pick me up, as if you know, as if I am your king.
This was like. The one where, you just knew this dude is just trying so hard, bro.
Jason just reminded me of that that scene in Ace Ventura where he goes like, all the jungle friends come to him.
Oh, all the animals come when he does the sound. Yeah. What? Now I want to hear this. I need to see whether John's right.
Yeah.
That SGA is overdoing.
Let me see if I can find. Yeah, so you just.
I sent it to your 92.9 DM.
Cool.
But you know, again, it's the
we have to try to poke fun at them since it's
that's
so
all
bad,
we have at this point.
It does feel a little bit embarrassing, but
no,
you're right.
I
want to hear
reset,
if he's overdoing.
So bear with me.
We'll get to it later. But
Alan reset the whole damn mechanism over here. So.
That's why
heads will roll.
I can't get Teach Me How to Dougie, and we got to stick with your version.
That's right. That's exactly right. But
the sun blew up this morning.
No, it's okay.
Computer
issues. Hey, everything is going wrong in Memphis. There's no doubt about it.
It's live radio.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Let's continue to have a great show.
Let's continue
to
do what we do. You know, our computer here at 92.9, not consistent.
Mm.
The opposite.
Might need to break it up.
Yeah, we might.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's not flowing. It's not flowing at all. But yeah, really, really tough one for the Grizzlies last night. They're down 3-0, and you know, we'll see how it lands. But it feels like a sweep.
Tennessee got Cam Ward. We knew that was going to happen. We also knew, for the most part, that the Giants would probably take Abdul Carter. Did we know, though, that Ashton Gentry was going to fall to 6? Because remember, as we started, Excuse me, I skipped. There was a big move, and it was the Jaguars moving up to Cleveland's spot. Again, for many of us, I completely skipped that as if Cleveland drafted Travis Hunter. They did not.
They did not.
It ended up being the Jags who move up. Cleveland moves down to 5, and that was a big move because I think we had penciled in sort of the 1-2-3 of it. I'm skipping down. But that was a big move, obviously, for Cleveland. And to trade down, they need everything, and it made sense to do so. I think they picked up the Jags' first round. I know they did. The first rounder from next year, as well as some other picks. So they got a haul, and they allow the Jags to come up and get Travis Hunter. Head on down after the Patriots took Will Campbell, the offensive tackle, and Mason Graham went to the Browns at 5. John got his man, and it was disappointing to me because he had hyped me up that the Bears have become the betting favorite to get Ashton Jeanty. And even after Cleveland had traded down, I was hoping it still meant the Bears could do a deal with Cleveland, which, like I mentioned, needs assets at this point. When you're still trying to pay off Deshaun, you need bodies. You just paid up Myles Garrett and everything else. And it did not happen. And when it did not, we knew it would happen for our man. And so these things don't typically happen where John didn't speak this one into existence like you did Antonio Brown, but a few weeks ago, Ashton Jeanty started to get mocked to the Raiders, and it started to feel like he got a pretty good chance, and it comes true. I know those days are good when you have them in the draft. A guy that you dream about, that you're talking about, might be the next Saquon Barkley, and he hits your team. So I felt good for John, even though my Bears didn't move up, that he gets Ashton Jeanty. And I asked Fitzy, not Chernoff, how many Ashton Jeanty would run for in your offense, and what did he say? 1,800, 1,600?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. He said it'd be 2,000, offense.
Yeah.
But this is going to be, listen, John does have some pieces now.
Yeah, we started to cook, dog.
I don't know about Geno Smith.
He's fine.
Exactly.
He's fine. He's better than Aiden O'Connell. Better than most quarterbacks we could reasonably get.
He's throwing to Brock, Jacoby. Who else?
Jeanty. I mean, Jeanty had 2 touchdowns against Memphis catching.
And
you receiving.
And you, Jacoby had a good year.
Jacoby had a good year. We need to probably draft receiver in the second or third round.
I would think so.
Because we don't have a number 2 option out there.
Brock's really your 2. He's really your 1.
I mean, he is, actually.
And Jacoby's the 2.
That's true. But you got to get another perimeter guy out
there. You 100% do.
You know.
And it makes it easier for everybody else. That's why you have to have that other guy. You're missing that guy, but you can get him.
Yeah.
In the draft or
totally.
Has Keenan Allen resigned? Just get him on a cheap cheat.
I'm just saying. Beyond wash.
I'm not. I mean, are you looking for future? I guess you are. But when you got Geno Smith, yeah. I mean, you're kind of trying to win now.
Pete
Carroll's of a certain age, as you know.
We're picking 37.
There you go.
It would be awesome if Luther Burden fell to us at 37.
Luther Burden is still. I didn't. Really,
yeah.
Boy, man, we once thought he was a first round pick.
I don't think he will.
I guess I didn't pay enough attention. He's still on the board.
Man, that would be elite. I mean, that'd be obvious. It's an obvious pick.
What did you think about my Bears taking Colston Loveland, the tight end that was in most mocked to be the second tight end taken?
Right.
Behind Tyler Warren, Michigan tight end, goes with my Bears at 10.
I mean, again, I know how that feels. Loveland's going to be a good tight end. He's going to be a really good player. But tight ends don't impact winning. Unfortunately.
But we have 2 of them.
You have 2 of them. And
then 2 receivers.
Now, apparently, Cole Kmet, he's not guaranteed. His money's not guaranteed past this year. So,
but Ben Johnson ran as my man, and I said on Calkins, Denny Williams, I want to shout him out. He schooled me. Ben Johnson ran 3rd most 2 tight end sets last year in Detroit. You know that?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He ran with Laporta and Wright.
There you go. So you're not, again, a commit right now going to get that money.
I just feel like
for 4 years,
you could have gotten like a tight end later in the draft.
You could have. That is. You absolutely went weapon, and when you could have gone.
Like Mason Taylor there
defensive,
from LSU.
You
like,
could have gone defensive line or offensive line.
Yeah. I mean,
I thought needs were potentially greater at the other spots. However, I'm going to trust this offensive-minded genius.
Yeah.
I'm going to trust him that he knows his weapons. We're going to be like the old Patriots when they had Gronk and Hernandez.
Yeah.
I don't like saying his name, but he was good on a football field. You know what I mean?
CBSSports.com has the Raiders drafting Shadur at 37. I mean, I guess I could see it.
Oh, you need to take one. You need to take the Louisville quarterback, take Shadur, or take Huck out of Louisville.
I mean, honestly, though.
Shadur or Jalen Milroe is who I meant. I said the same name twice.
I don't think Pete Carroll's drafting Shadur at 30 because he's not going to try to develop a guy like that. He wants to win. So we'll draft somebody that can help us this year, man, the next 3 years.
If whoever gets Jalen Milroe has the right plan, it can happen.
He came to the draft, right?
Yeah, he wanted to experience it with his family. Remember, he had gone the year before.
What experience not getting called?
You are just like my dad. That's what he's – Jalen Milroe's dumb.
I mean
– he's going to be embarrassed when he doesn't go in the first round. Well, first of all the cameras going to be on Shadur.
Well, that's true.
Because he's the one that's, you know, got the – that's sliding, and we're questioning whether he's going to go first or second round. Nobody expected. And Milroe said that. He went last year with, like, a teammate that was getting drafted, I think is the story.
Yeah.
And so he said, listen, when I want to come back, whether I'm first round pick or not, yeah, I'll do it with my family.
Yeah.
Have my family there.
Yeah.
My dad did it. He killed him, too. I get it. Like, but nobody – remember, the cameras weren't on him last night.
Yeah.
Nobody expected him being there to be a first round pick.
No, I mean, I just don't know why you – like, it'd be like you and me going. The same thing. We're both, none of us, me,
now, I understand,
you, and Jalen Milroe,
right,
none of us are going to hear our names called in the first round.
I'm going to bring my family back next year, which turned into this year, and I'm not a first-round pick. So, you know, it is kind of forced.
I wouldn't have done it.
So I get what you're saying, but I had to push back on my dad a little bit, calling me. Embarrassing!
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you who was embarrassing for poor Shadur.
Yeah, I mean.
Now, we get up as all talking about Shadur and his slide more than they are who actually got picked.
You're right.
And I think that's ridiculous. We're only doing. So you have schooled me. Something I was talking about with Calkins on. I compared his slide to Will Levis's. And I said, but Shadur was at once mocked a top three, certainly a one guy, but certainly a top three guy. I said, it didn't feel like Will Levis was. You schooled me. He was at one point.
He was.
Will Levis was that high.
He had met with Houston.
So his slide is a lot like.
It is.
It's almost really similar.
Very
similar. If Shadur goes high in the second round.
Yeah.
But back to this point, I feel bad for him now. I think this is overkill. It's happening because we didn't focus this much on Will Levis's slide, even though there were props about whether or not he was going to go in the first round after he slid. And we're doing this because it's his dad,
right,
because of who his dad is, and you're doing it because whichever analyst you have on, you can easily have one say, this is because of his dad or it's because of his arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it a story that you can plow, you know, you get more out of than actually, you know, saying what you think about these picks. So I think that part of it's ridiculous. I felt bad for him. I thought, man, you know, they had that man in like a box with a big old TV. It was weird.
Yeah.
You only saw the back of his head all night because he wasn't going to show the front.
Yep.
And I get it, but, bro, when you're the Sanders, the way they've done this, I mean, you saw their own documentary people there. Everything's on television. And so, unfortunately, you know, it's not always going to go, you know, the sunshine that you planned for, produced for, that he was able to put up Colorado and all that stuff. You know, you get to this moment. And, yeah, I mean, he said all the right things. I thought he handled it like a pro in terms of what he said afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's going to use it as fuel, obviously. But he didn't get nasty with it or anything. He kept it 100.
Yeah.
And he handled it well. And I admired the way he handled it. But I hate for him that this is so, you know, again, Will Levis didn't get this. And you've schooled me on how closely Will Levis's fall is like Shadur's, and that Will was once mocked up there, pretty high top three guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Day two starts, tonight, right?
Yeah.
So
Cleveland might take Shadur.
Yep.
Maybe they take another QB.
But obviously, you know, just go watch the Ashton Jeanty highlights against Memphis, bro. Like, he didn't even have a great game on the ground. Like, they actually did a pretty good job containing him on the rushing, but he had four touchdowns. Mm. Like, even in a game where he didn't even have his best day. That was 2 years ago, of course. But I was at that game, so I remember, like, oh my God. Who is this dude that keeps scoring touchdowns for Boise State? I think he scored all of them.
Should Dallas have taken a receiver like we thought? And then we discussed that with Chernoff 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. He liked Cowboys
like
receiver.
Cowboys receiver. Yeah. They didn't go receiver. They went offensive lineman.
Chernoff did.
Thinking that their guy's not bad. Dallas usually drafts well.
I'll give Chernoff credit, though, because he stood tall even in the face of all that movement about the Bears trading up.
Yes, he did.
He said, I still like the Raiders at 6 for Jeanty. Like, I don't really know.
He did a good call.
You know, he's like, I don't really make much of this at all.
We thought, remember, it was Jags that were going to get him initially.
Exactly.
And then it was Bears becoming favorite to trade up.
And
he stuck to it. He was going to go to
the Jags. Jags did trade, but they traded up. And by the way, we haven't really talked about that piece of it, you know?
Travis.
I actually understand it for both teams. I think both teams actually won as part of that deal. because Cleveland has so many holes in the roster.
Agreed.
That, like, there's nobody that they could have drafted that was going to fundamentally change.
I was hoping we maybe could give them more and they'd come down to 10.
Right.
And go get him at 5. Come on, get some more. Get some more picks.
Yeah, right, exactly. I felt like that was definitely a risk. So I understand why Cleveland did. They got a haul. They got a 2026 first-round pick.
Yeah, Jags, and they're not going to be great.
100%. And I know why the Jacksonville Jaguars did it, because they need somebody that can sell tickets down there. They need to face the franchise, because it ain't Trevor. I mean, you got to call it what it is. It ain't him anymore.
No, he's boring. And he's I don't know that he's a quarterback that gets you over the hump.
And you feel like Travis could be the best player in the draft. So you jump up 3 spots. You get a guy that's going to sell season tickets, that's going to be electrifying, that could actually be the best player in the draft. And all you got to do is give up 2026 first rounder to do it. If he is who they think he is, nobody will even care about that 2026.
But is he going to be who we think he is, playing both sides and not like specializing in one and trying to get to the top of that position?
If he, you see what I'm saying?
It's a mistake. Can he do that?
It's a mistake if they primarily use him at receiver. It's a mistake. To trade up to get a receiver at 2 is a mistake. Now, if he's a DB, I think that's where his upside is. That's where his impact is. If he is the best DB in the league, right? If he could be that, then I would say you can take that guy at 2 and have a shutdown corner, and he's worth it. And he can maybe, you know, at the beginning.
You don't think he's Jamar or Justin Jefferson? That's worth a 2 too?
Do you think he is that?
He's got a chance. What they supposed to talk about with his athleticism?
Yeah, I just feel like, me personally, I like him more as a DB.
I do too.
You know,
I mean, I think he's kind of like Deion. He can shut a whole side now.
I mean, where did Jamar go?
Except with Deion, he didn't like coming up against the run. Travis and Sean, he'll go up there and pop.
Was Jamar the number one pick?
Jamar.
Chase. No, he's 5th.
Yeah.
So he's 5th, right?
Yeah. Where did Justin Jefferson go?
He went late.
Did he?
Yeah.
My bad. I shouldn't have introduced him. Should have just stuck with Jamar.
Like, receivers don't get drafted that high anymore. Like, now they did have, they got McMillan went 8th.
This is part of your top 10?
That's high. Justin Jefferson went 22nd.
Who's the last corner go top 5?
Let's see. A good question.
I take corners at 2 while you stabbing holes in my case here.
Jalen Ramsey. He went 5th.
Okay. And that was how many years ago?
That was 9 years ago.
Oh, okay.
All right. So listen, obviously nobody goes in the top 5.
We're forming our argument as we go here.
Nobody goes in the top 5.
Yes. No.
Unless you're a quarterback.
Why did they take Travis Hunter? Well, but he does both.
It's right. If you combine.
No, what you said, the face of a franchise, possibly, yeah. Butts and seats they needed down there. Yeah, only best thing they got down there is that whatever they say, Duval.
Yeah,
Duval. That is the culture. They don't have anything down there that I'm buying tickets for.
No, they don't.
So I'm gonna go see Travis Hunter. Absolutely.
Yeah,
you're right. It was good for both sides.
Now, Denzel Ward went. Google AI. It's not very smart yet. We're working on it. Denzel Ward went 4th in 2018.
Okay, we've had another.
So
who was your GM back then? Because we see you were really subscribed. Now, who was the Raiders GM back in those years with Ramsey?
Oh, that would have been my guy, Reggie McKenzie.
So you came from the Reggie McKenzie tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you value corners.
Yeah.
I get it. No, I think that's good.
100%.
I see. You're still subscribing to it.
Yeah. Was he Reggie McKenzie was the –
the brother.
He was the linebacker, right?
I don't remember the position he played, but it was the brother y'all had in the front office, right?
Yeah, he was a linebacker. I think he went to Tennessee. He went to Tennessee. So,
I like that you remember old McKenzie's style.
Well, because look, you need guys that can defend receivers, man. It's a passing league, as you know.
It is.
And
we got us one.
It's easier.
Who did y'all shut down corners? Just out of curiosity,
we don't have one.
Oh, you okay? Maybe you need to go get one then. I mean, in this draft rather than QB.
Totally, we got Max Crosby defensively.
Y'all don't have corners? Not even one you can name that's...
We got this dude, Ja'Quarian Bennett, but like...
Oh, bro. And you're telling me how important a position this is?
I think we lost Nate Hobbs.
Did he get one in the second round?
I think we lost Nate Hobbs in free agency. Yeah, he plays for the Packers now. We don't really have it. We don't really have those shutdown DBs. So we will address that in the draft. There's no question about it.
No, I know corners go high. That is valid with me, bro.
Yeah.
I think we got Tyreek Stevenson in the second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier to find a good receiver than it is to find a good DB.
Yes, I agree with that.
Because, I mean, even like a...
McKenzie.
Yeah, like even like a guy like Chris Godwin, bro. Like, you can find Chris Godwins.
Can you?
I think so.
He's pretty good.
He's fine. Whatever. Like, he's a good receiver.
No, I can find Jacoby Myers. That's who I can find.
That's the same thing.
I can find him in Memphis here.
Bro, Chris Godwin and Jacoby Myers are the exact same player.
Chris Godwin has done things, man.
Same player.
He gets hurt now, but when he comes back, he catches for 1,500 yards.
If you look at Jakobi Meyers and Chris Godwin's numbers, bro, they look the same. Yeah, bro, he had his last healthy year, which was 2023. He had 1,024 yards and two touchdowns.
That's Godwin?
That's Chris Godwin.
Well, he's on a team with Evans, man. That's so to give put
Jakobi
another
Myers
thousand
on a team with Brock Bowers.
This year.
I'm just saying, bro, they're literally the same player.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm going to give this one to you. Jakobi Meyers and
Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin are the same player. I didn't know that till today. I had one above the other one.
Now, I get it. I think you're – because one played with Tom Brady. Did Jakobi play with Tom? I think Jakobi actually played with Tom Brady maybe for a year or two. But it was the end of Tom, though. It wasn't, you know, I guess they both were the end of Tom.
Jakobi Meyers just keeps getting better and better on this show.
He keeps getting better year by year. It was his career high last year. 129 targets. That's a season. That's a career high. 1,027 yards. That's a career high.
I'm going to have to put some respect on his name at some point, aren't I?
Yes. 100%. 87 receptions, career high. So he had a career year last year, even with his dreadful quarterback situation.
Well, it's because y'all were down all the time.
That's true. I'm not going to argue that. Anyway, round two. It's 2-3 today, right?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll make a final determination on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander aura farming.
Yep, I've got the footage now here.
When we get back. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM ESPN? The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to help you in your home buying journey. They're awesome people that love to help you buy, sell, even invest in real estate. They know how to market your home. They know how to stage your home. They know how to help you make the most money for your home. And that's important in times like this. Reach out. SettleLiveLoveMemphis.com.
901-625-5200. Jennifer Carstensen is a wonderful, wonderful person, and she's got a wonderful, wonderful business. Because it's not just successful. It's in the business of improving Memphis. She does that by lowering rentership. Rent just keeps going up, up, up. You could be in a mortgage. Could be less than your rent. You don't know until you ask, until you see what's out there, and in a much better situation where that money is going towards equity. You're getting something that really counts. You're getting something that's got you in the game financially, much better off, and Jennifer's looking to get you in those positions. That's how you improve the city of Memphis, get them into ownership positions. If it's selling the home you're currently in, well, she's going to do the best job possible for you. She's going to get the most money possible, make it simple for you in terms of what you got to do to get it on the market, and then, frankly, she's going to take it out of your hands, present that thing in a way. Well, it's going to make a $200,000 house look like a $300,000 and a $500,000 look like a million. You know what I mean? That's the way Jennifer Carstensen works. Let her work for you. 901-625-5200. Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, Audio Turn FM, ESPN. We've been talking today about, obviously, the Oklahoma City Thunder and their historic comeback last night against the Grizzlies, overcoming a 29-point deficit with 3 minutes and change left in the second quarter. Obviously, the biggest part of that was Ja Morant leaving the game. Only played 16 minutes because of the hip and on a reckless play from Lu Dort. And then, of course, after that, it was just what you expect from the Thunder. It was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, coming up with a bunch of buckets. He got fouled on three. Chet couldn't miss from three. Yes. Jalen Williams poured some in. Caruso came up with all the turnovers and deflections.
Gosh.
So it looks like every Thunder win looks. I mean, that's just how it ended. Now, we were talking earlier about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander aura farming.
It's a new term I'm learning.
It's like
I'm late to most new things.
This is like you're trying to, like, you know, come off a certain way, you know. And again, we have the clip. I want to make sure that, you know.
Lodging is what it sounds like.
But it's like the worst one was, you know, again, yeah, I feel like my whole life's consistent, you know. Mm-hmm. The way I eat, when I go to bed, how I carry myself. You know, let's just see how accurate I am.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Clip. Happy National Women's Day. Thank you for that, Shay.
Good shout out.
That wasn't quite as good as the LeBron clip when he's got the two women. I don't know who they are.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You haven't seen that clip, bro?
For a National Women's Day?
Bro, it is the best.
Well,
because you can't.
We might be able to get it Monday with our computer.
No, he's not mic'd.
We're quicker.
No, he's not mic'd up. No, he's not. He's not mic'd up. He's like the camera's like
on
him. He's sitting in the stands, and he's talking to two women. Right, I don't know who they are, and you can see him go in, and as you can read his lips. He says, "Oh, and by the way, happy International Women's Day." Like you can see him. You know, read his lips.
Back to SGA.
Did I get it right?
You, the one about his consistency, you nailed in terms of your impression. I am at now a point, now that I've been able to hear it, where I believe you and Chris, my son, are picking on him because he's Canadian. You guys are taking it too far.
Yeah, now, your son has changed his Instagram bio to "I only post when SGA is at the free throw line."
Yeah, he is a troller of SGA.
Yeah.
You're almost there as well.
Well,
and here's what I would say about that answer and the impression that you in what he said. You know, we come to you for the profound.
Mm-hmm.
Calkins has made that point. I think there's actually a drop.
Yeah.
And maybe that was just a profound answer about consistency.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely profound.
He's profound.
Yeah.
And profound sometimes for some of us, you know, it comes off as, you know, a little bit condescending or whatever, or you're weird or you're trying to. Bro is about it, man.
Yeah, he is.
I think it's real.
No, I mean, I think that's how he
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that he's faking cool here. And he overdoes some. And maybe this, okay, I'm going to be profound here because you asked me a profound question about a record-breaking performance.
Right.
But I'm not. I don't think he's. I don't know if he's overdoing it. Your impression, though, was spot on.
Like but
it's him.
Yeah.
You're just doing SGA.
Like the other one that was bad, I don't have the clip, but he's like, I feel like I'm flowing.
Yeah, that's when it gets lame.
I feel like I'm just letting the game come to me.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that out of there, out of his mouth.
And it's like,
there is some lame in there, because that's the AT&T stuff.
Right.
There is plenty of lame in there.
Yeah.
But I don't want to overdo it, and we're just picking on a Canadian here.
No, I mean, I definitely think there's some, like, Degrassi to him, though. You
he's,
know what I mean?
He's raised me up and turned my impression of Canadians.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's a lot of tough ones in hockey.
Yeah.
But this guy, I think he's the real thing.
I mean, again, I'm not hating on the player.
Yo, you and Chris are slick trolling.
I'm going to send you
Chris
this.
Chris is not slick.
DM, Brad.
Chris
I'm going to send you this clip. Because
John just, wants to double down.
It's so funny to me. Like, it's just like he's, like, acting. It's like he's like Aubrey Graham. He's like wheelchair
maybe
Jimmy.
Maybe he's a thespian. Maybe he took some acting classes in Canada coming up in school.
Now, I will say, like, he was put on the spot, you know, on
right,
the consistency.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying. The dude asked him a profound question. Like, how do you do this?
Yeah. Now, listen. I want you to weigh in on this answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Say that now. I understand. I get it here. Now he's on a podium here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Had some time to think about things and formalize. You know, kind of get a feel of what they probably knew what the questions are going to be like because he the performance had sunk in.
The body language is hilarious in it too.
No, you're
he's
right.
Like, he's all schluffing off.
I get it.
I feel like I'm flowing.
I feel like I'm flowing. Not pressing, not thinking, not trying. I'm just existing in this current time and space. You know, like that's, mm-hmm. It's just too much, bro.
Yeah.
It's too much.
If that was the first.
And all the Oklahoma City fans that don't have internet, like they think this is just the greatest thing ever. They think like right. they eat all that stuff up. But it's like, if he was doing that in Memphis, I genuinely feel like we would be, like, checking that dude, bro. Like, please stop talking like that.
Bro, he's just different.
I feel like I'm flowing.
But it seems, I think it's genuine.
I feel like I'm flowing.
He's on a different plane, bro.
Not pressing. Not out of my element.
Okay. And he's handing you these ills. And not
that's true. That
best,
is
the best thing we can do.
That's all I have.
Laugh at him from his feet.
Maybe we need to start flowing.
That man gonna come out with some Shakespeare after the sweep. That man gonna start reciting some Hamlet on y'all's ass. Mm. I mean, you just
again, like I told you, when he was on his butt saying "come to me," pick
to
me
be
up,
or not to be,
that seemed thespian. Pick yeah. up the king.
That's right. Yeah. And then what did he say last night? He said something last night.
Oh.
He said,
"Get all your bullets out here." On
he
SBA
said,
"From the ground."
What did he say, man? He had a quote. If they build it, we'll erase it.
The lead?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, again. Oh, God.
He has a penchant for the profound.
Yeah.
It's kind of corny is, I think, where we're going with this.
Is it too
corny?
I'm not going as far as y'all. Some of the stuff he does is corny.
All right, this is actually from last night, Brad. I'm going to send you this. This will be my last
This
SBA.
Is quite a good – you got an exam here. It makes this me feel a little better about the situation.
But this was actually after they came back from 29 down.
Okay.
So this is actually relevant. Some of the other clips I played were just from random games throughout the NBA season. But
Zen Buddha.
I mean, Zen Buddha's – let's be clear, whipping our ass.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it.
Because,
we need more Zen.
This is a little pitiful. On our
no matter how what the delivery is, this dude is a professional, man.
Yeah.
And there's a part of that I want a piece of in terms of my organization.
Mm.
Yep. So
this is the Oklahoma City Thunder right now, whipping our ass.
That's right.
Yeah, calmly. You're right, calmly.
Walking them down to the deep waters.
Water, inevitable.
But see, the issue is that it looks placid, but really what ends up happening is they do the gator roll and they drown you, and you die. And then he has a profound quote from Mark Twain when it's all said and done.
Yep.
He reads from Charles Dickens. So anyway.
I like it.
One more game, folks. One more game. We'll come back. Jason and John, I'd turn to ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.